Well, if you look at the form, you would say that it'd be Sydney FC comfortably on Saturday night, but they say they throw expectation out the window, throw form out the window, and it's the derby, so anything goes. Let's see what Mitch Nichols from the Western Sydney Wanderers thinks. G'day, Mitch.
How you going, guys?
Is that the case? Doesn't matter what your form's like going in, that these are all very different beasts, the local derbies.
Yeah, of course. It's a derby, and our record hasn't been too good in the recent years. And, we really need to get our season going this weekend.
You've only won a couple, but you've drawn quite a few, and you're on the edge of the finals, the playoff situation. When it comes down to it, what's the feeling in the team at the moment? Do are you more optimistic than what people are thinking on the outside?
Yeah, 100%. We're really optimistic. You know, we've probably been the downfall of the results. You know, we've actually, everyone's been saying we've been playing all right, but we're just making crucial mistakes at the wrong time and getting punished for them, and not being clinical enough up front.
That clinical work up front, it means that you're struggling to score goals. That's where you come in, Mitch. You're a provider as well as a scorer. Do you feel that extra pressure yourself to lift the team and get them those wins that are proving hard to get at this part of the season? Hello? You there, Mitch?
Hello. Yep.
Yeah, gotcha. I just asked, do you feel that pressure given that, you're an attacking midfielder and that's the types of things that, provide opportunities for teammates and for yourself, and that's where it seems to be falling down a little bit for the Wanderers this year?
Yeah, I think we've been creating enough, and I know it's just we just haven't been calm enough and taken those chances when we've had them. We've had some games where we probably could have walked away 3-4-0 winners, but we really haven't punished teams when we've had the opportunity, and that's about us up front. The front four or five, we really need to step up, and this weekend's a good chance to show people that we're capable of it, and we can get back to some the winning ways.
All right, how are you feeling ahead of this massive game? Big crowd. How many derbies have you played in? You've made 29 appearances for the Wanderers. What's it like playing against Sydney FC in a game like this?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a showpiece event in Sydney, and it'll be a sold out crowd at Allianz. So it's a big game, and it's very enjoyable playing in. But haven't been on the winning side yet, so would like to turn that around on Saturday.
There was talk mid December about you making a move to Europe. I think you were looking at someone like Scott Jamieson, who was doing it later in their career, and you're looking at those sort of options. I think you're off contract at the end of this year for the Wanderers. Has there been any progress on that front, Mitch?
Well, I think the journal misquoted me. I just said...
How dare they?
I know, I just said I'd like to, explore that option if it was, if it was put in front of me, and I was just really concentrating on the Wanderers, and we've had a chat, and we'll probably sit down towards the latter end of the season and see what's going to go forward for next season. But I haven't really put too much thought into it. I was just concentrating on the big year with the Champions League coming up and that.
Right. So you're keen to stay with the Wanderers?
Yeah, for 100%.
Okay.
I hadn't really put too much thought into it, really.
Very good. Well, just think about this game on Saturday night. It's a big one versus Sydney FC, 7:50 p.m. Kickoff at Allianz. Sydney FC 167. The draw $4. Wanderers $4.50. Thanks for joining us, Mitch.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.